Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. And we are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com, they'll help you get there. They've got unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We got Quadri Ismail joining us at the bottom of the hour. He's the co-host of the Purple pre- and post-game show in Baltimore. So more Ravens talk. But, Rob, we got to start here. I just said they're going to take Severino out. What inning did they take him out in?
After seven. I hate baseball. I hate it.
Now, if I said that, you'd be wanting to fight.
Yes, I would fight you then. But I can say it because you know I love the game. And, my God, he had 94 pitches, Chris. He made it look easy. He was pitching great. It was the most pitches he's had in a game since June 24th. And I just don't get it. Like, can he start the eighth inning? I don't get it.
Here's what I want to say, Rob. Why are so many people enthralled, even casual fans or maybe not even really baseball fans,
and Judge just
with what's
out.
Going on with Aaron Judge?
I know.
Because he's going to do, or he has a chance.
Right.
To do something monumental, something historic. And I get it. No hitters are more commonplace than, you know, hitting 60 home runs. But still, it still is a big deal.
I agree.
To throw a no-hitter. And that, these are the things we remember, Rob. And they're taking all that away. This is more analytics. You know this.
I agree. I was telling Rob G and Alex in the on the other side of the glass that I was there for David Wells when he pitched a perfect game against the Twins on a Sunday at Yankee Stadium.
Was that 98?
Something like that, yep. And I covered that game, and I felt like he was going to get it because his stuff was so good. And, of course, Judge strikes out, and guess what Stanton does? It's a home run.
Wow.
This guy's given up two home runs in the inning, and then Judge struck out. The first guy hit a home run, Judge struck out, and now Stanton just hit one off this dude. Unbelievable.
Wow. But, Rob, this is bad. I mean, this is why, Rob, I would like at least the leagues to look at a pitch limit, a pitcher limit. Like maybe a team can only pitch four guys in a game.
Right.
Or something like that. Because I think maybe with something like that, you would allow guys to have no hitters or, you know, pitch complete games or something like that.
Yeah, it's disappointing when a guy has such electric stuff and he's not allowed to finish. You know, like they don't care. 94 pitches, okay, that's it. Come on out. And Aaron Boone's in the dugout, like telling a guy, trying to convince him that this is for his own good. You remember we had that argument about Clayton Kershaw, and that was different because he had Clayton Kershaw.
And he's older.
Yeah, I just didn't understand that. He had a perfect game going.
And he gets hurt anyway.
This is right. He was going to get hurt anyway. You knew that. It didn't matter because that's his history. But in Clayton Kershaw's situation, wasn't it a perfect game? You remember that?
It was a perfect game.
Wasn't a perfect game, just a no-hitter, but still.
Rob, I would understand it, and you wouldn't get an argument from me if there was some proof that all this pitch count and
saves pitchers, right?
Yeah, because they're getting hurt more than ever.
There's no proof, Chris. I don't care what they say because you can't legislate that. You know, that's like football out there. Oh, well, go gingerly or whatever so you don't get hurt. No, guys get it. You playing in the National Football League, guess what, Chris? There's a chance you're going to get hurt. I don't care how you play.
Great point. Like what if guys started playing three quarters? Or as soon as you get up like two touchdowns, you sit some of your best players. I mean, they might get hurt if we play them more. Like that's kind of what we're seeing. And so in baseball. So it's unfortunate, man. I hate to see that. But, Rob, let's go back to the NFL. Man, Baker Mayfield, the honeymoon is over, Rob. I mean, to say the least. This is shocking to me that we're only four games in, Rob. And Baker Mayfield, there are people that believe, and it seems like it might be true, if Sam Darnold were not hurt, he would be starting this weekend, coming up. Like, that's how down they already are in Carolina on Baker Mayfield. Rob, here's how down it is. Now, Darnold's hurt. Matt Corral, their rookie draft pick, is out for the season. And Matt Rhule, the head coach, Rob, still would not commit to Baker Mayfield starting this week. The only other guy left is P.J. Walker from what's the league? The XFL, was that what he was in?
One of those.
AAFL, whatever. Yeah,
fake
one of
leagues.
Those leagues.
Yeah, one of those.
Rob, this is look, they're 1-3. Baker's not playing well. He's not. He's throwing balls into the line of scrimmage. His passer rating is 30th in the league, I believe. His QBR, which is an ESPN metric, is the lowest since 2007. So he's not playing well. And Rob, I'm going to throw this out, and this was Rob G's take. Was it Rob G? Was it your take? Yeah, it was Rob G's take on Strictly Fire with Jason McIntyre, which I never missed.
Straight Fire, come on.
Oh,
if you're not going to listen to it, at least get the name
right. So you can tell I never miss it.
I thought the name of that show was Dumpster Fire. I'm sorry. What is that? I'm sorry.
Strictly Fire, Dumpster Fire. Yeah, not like that. Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. But Rob G said something interesting, Rob. And I'm going to give you my take on it, and then you can shoot. Rob G said he threw out there the notion that Baker Mayfield may not be in the NFL next year. Now, it sounds crazy, I'll admit. But I agree with Rob G in this regard. Here's my take. If this continues and he gets benched, you know, 3, 4, 5 weeks from now, whenever Darnold can get back, and he sits the rest of the year. Or if it continues and they don't have anybody to replace him with and he just plays really poorly and they have a terrible record. Baker Mayfield is undoubtedly, for all his issues and flaws as a quarterback, there's no doubt he should be in the NFL next year as a backup. That he's good enough to be a backup quarterback, at least in the NFL. Next year for sure. But Rob, Baker, it's almost to me like a Russell Westbrook thing. I don't think he has the mentality. I don't know that he would be able to accept it. Because he's already kind of getting into it a little bit with the fans in Carolina. They booed the team. And Baker says, here's what he said. I don't really care about the fact that our fans are booing or what's going on. We're going to figure it out, and when we win, it'll still be just us in the locker room, and that's really all I care about. So we're going to be just fine. Now, I get it if you feel that way, because they shouldn't be booing us. But, Rob, you don't say that. And 4 weeks in, he already may be alienating himself from the fan base. And so I think, even though I'm not that surprised that he's struggling, I still think he's good enough to be in the league. But if this season continues this way, I think his attitude, maybe the aura, remember Cam, now Cam obviously deserved that aura, but, you know, that type of aura where it could be a distraction to have a Baker as a backup, that could possibly keep him out of the league. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's too early for me to go there yet. I can't make that because people can turn things around. They're playing poorly. And when you get off to a bad start, it's not just Baker. This franchise has lost 10 of its last 11 games. So if you're a coach, you can't sit there and confirm anybody's going to have any job. And, you know, and he hasn't played well, so I'm not making an excuse for him. But, Chris, Matt Rule's in trouble.
Rule's definitely in trouble.
They lost 10 out of 11. Dating back
Rule
to last
will
year.
Be gone if
right.
Continues. There's no doubt.
So if I'm Matt Rule, I wouldn't be promising anybody anything, right? I agree. You can't because things have really turned bad, and I don't think anybody thought they'd be one. If you were 2-2 and you won two games through four, it makes a big difference between 1-3
no,
and 2.
No,
am I right, Chris?
2-2, you're in the hunt, especially right. This year. Where the parity seems better than ever.
It really does. I know, and you say, well, what's the difference? Just one game. But it does make a big difference on how people look at stuff. And, of course, in their slide the end of last year, people just know that they haven't been winning. And that's what people focus in on. And when that's the case, if you're not a part of the solution, Chris, you're part of the problem, and that's where they are, I think.
Well, Rob, this is – and I get it. He didn't have a choice because the Browns didn't want him back. But this is why I was saying that if I were Baker, and, you know, when he was in limbo and he hadn't been traded, I thought the best thing for him would have been to go back to the Browns because they're 2-2, could easily be 3-1. If not 4-0. And Baker, if they were even, like you said, just 2-2 with Baker. Now, again, I get it. He didn't have that choice because they didn't want him back. But I thought that would have been great because he would have been getting the credit for them being 2-2 or better if they might have been better with him, better record. And that's a good team, man. That roster is good. The running backs are great. They got some decent receivers. The offensive line is great. Like they're a pretty good team. And if they had him, they might even be better than they are right now with Brissett. So I thought that's why I thought that would have worked out. I kind of felt, look, you go to one of these bad teams and your team's going to be bad and you might not play very well.
And there goes the no-hitter.
And that's what's happening so far. So that's the situation with Baker Mayfield. This is what we want to throw out to you guys. Do you think there's a chance, a legitimate chance, that Baker Mayfield could be out of the NFL next year? 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Could Baker Mayfield be out of the NFL next season? We want to hear your opinion right here on The Odd Couple.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, welcome to the Fox Sports Radio tailgate presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on a Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile grill you'll ever own, and it's backed by a lifetime warranty. Roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at biggreenegg.com. And again, get a lifetime warranty. Free home delivery as well. biggreenegg.com. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Sounds unthinkable, but do you think it's possible that Baker Mayfield could be out of the NFL as soon as next season? Your thoughts?
Yes. Let's kick it off, Chris, here with Larry in North Carolina. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, what's up, y'all? I appreciate y'all and what y'all be doing, man.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank
How
you,
are you?
Brother. I'm good. I think Baker Mayfield, he just came into a bad situation here in North Carolina. I mean, because, like, Matt Rhule is the main problem. We done switched offensive and defensive coordinators since he's been here. He only been here, like, 2+ years, and it seemed like 5.
Right.
I mean, he just...
It seems like he's been...
He's on the hot seat stretch. Right.
He make above-average quarterbacks average. Average quarterbacks look bad, and bad quarterbacks look like they don't need to be in the league, man. It's just... I'm just tired.
Well, I mean, y'all haven't really had many quarterbacks there under his watch, so I don't know that
we had Teddy Bridgewater. We had
they made a mistake with Teddy Bridgewater.
Bridgewater's better than anything they got.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, he made them look bad.
Right. Yep. No doubt. All right, Larry, we appreciate
Darnold
the call.
Darnold looked good at the beginning of last year.
He got off to a decent start. Yeah, and then McCaffrey got hurt. And then it was like, okay,
Baker
they can't
struggled
run the
with
ball.
Even McCaffrey, though. That's the problem.
It's crazy. David in Tustin, right, California.
You're on Tustin.
You're on the Odd Couple. I'm sorry, David. Fox Sports Radio. What's up, buddy?
Everything's good. Just looking forward to the postseason, you know, the MLB postseason. But everything's good.
Hey, I can't wait. We got a lot of good teams in this year's postseason.
We might as well get there since Judge ain't going to hit 62.
No, could you be quiet, Chris? He's got 3 games left.
All right.
Is it last at bat of the season? Is that what it is, Chris?
Those games are shrinking.
Oh, man.
Fast.
You know
Wouldn't
what?
That be something, though?
He got about 10, 12 at-bats, for real.
Have faith, Chris. You'll get it. Have faith, Chris.
Yes, I hope so.
I know, right? But, yeah, guys, to the question, honestly, Baker Mayfield puts a team in no man's land. And what I mean by that is you don't want him on a bad team because he could win you games and then you can't get a high draft pick. But you don't want him on a good team because we know that he's not going to make the plays when they really count. So what good use is he? You know, at this point, he should just probably mentor some young quarterback.
He's too young for that.
But if he's got the attitude, that's the question. Would he accept that?
Nah, I don't think so. Not at this age. I don't.
Some guys. Well, look, a lot of these guys.
Thanks,
Rob,
David.
Trubisky, Mariota.
Look at
James
Trubisky
Winston.
Got benched already. He's a dude.
Well, right, but I mean,
that.
Even before, remember in Chicago, like they went to the bench and learned. Trubisky went to Buffalo, obviously. Jameis went to New Orleans. Mariota was on the bench. And they learned, and then they got another shot. That might be a path that Baker has to take.
Yeah. Let's go to MJ in New Orleans. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, MJ?
What's going on? Happy Monday to you.
Magic City Monday. That's right.
Man, I almost proposed 2 times in Magic City, but we're not going to get into that.
You almost proposed twice. Wow.
No. I proposed twice at Magic City. Yes.
You serious?
I did say it. It doesn't mean that I actually did it.
I was going to say, was that after she got the approval on your MasterCard? I just want to make sure.
No, we can get into this story another time.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, this is going in a bad place.
Let's go.
No, I'll keep it clean, but we're doing another Monday. But,
yes.
We also have to look into, Matt Rhule also says he doesn't rule out benching Baker Mayfield, but I do think if he tanks up the place the whole season, he will get another shot. It's something about, kind of the short guys, the Steph Curry type guy. You don't really think like they're a real NFL type player because they're not as big as such and such and such. When they love a redemption story for him to fall all the way down and then they, somebody could bring him back up. So, no, I don't think this is his last shot.
Yeah, if this is really bad and he gets benched, I don't know.
Well, but you don't know what happens. And the only thing, Chris, and I hear you if you're just basing it on him not playing well, but if a quarterback gets hurt on another team and they got a second or third string who's had little or no success, they still might say, all right, let's just see if he can do something with us. I mean, there's always those kind of things is what I'm saying.
Like, I will give him this, Rob. And you know, when he went to Carolina, and I said it, he did the right thing, right? He didn't go in there like, I'm better than Sam Darnold. I should be the starter, right? He had a good attitude. And so if he has that type of attitude, you know, if it indeed goes this way, we're getting ahead of ourselves. But if he can have the right attitude, he can definitely be a backup.
Right.
You know, but that's the only question.
Let's squeeze one more in. Sean in Michigan, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sean?
What's good? What up, though?
How you?
What up, though? I'm straight. What up, though? Chris Cross.
Where you?
Hey, what's up?
Where are you in Michigan?
In Royal Oak. Also known as Sean John.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, Sean John on the deal for real, for real. Now, here's the thing. Baker Mayfield being out of the league, somebody must be in out of their mind. Insane in the membrane. Bro, he's Hollywood. The man is Hollywood.
Hollywood?
Listen, he's going nowhere. Listen, here's the thing. He's going to stay there. But what they may need to do is do a two-quarterbacker system with him and Donaldson. Get those two to compete. Not necessarily compete,
but to work
in a tandem.
This is not CYO.
Right.
This ain't Pop Warner, dude. Tandem? Come on, man, no. And Hollywood, it's hard to be Hollywood when you ain't playing.
Yeah. I just don't see a tandem.
No.
Those days,
you got to have one or no. I mean, Rob, this would be radical. If you're that bad and you just say, you know what, we're going to start Darnold today. And next week, if it goes bad, we'll start, you know, Baker. I mean, that's about as radical as it gets. You don't need to go any college route and have, you know, both of them playing in the same game. Alternating series and stuff like that. That's ridiculous.
No doubt. I wouldn't be for that. You got to pick a guy.
Not at all.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
We are live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest is a Super Bowl champion and the co-host of the Purple Pre and Post Game Show on WJZ-TV in Baltimore. We welcome in Qadri Ismael. Qadri, welcome to the iCouple.
Gentlemen, appreciate you having me on again.
I know, my God.
Great to have you, man. Great to have you. And you are there in Baltimore. We know there's the big controversy over the going for it on fourth and goal instead of kicking the field goal. I want to ask you first your thoughts on that. And then secondly, like, this has been a pattern for John Harbaugh, just taking these risks, whether, you know, go back to last year, it was not going for 2-point conversions instead of kicking extra points that could have tied games, going for it on fourth down against Miami during their comeback. Tell me what your thoughts were on what happened yesterday, and do you think Harbaugh needs to shift his, you know, mindset from being so risky on so many of these situations? Because they haven't worked for the most part.
Right. So I think the bigger picture for John Harbaugh, you know, there's an analytics, if you will, that comes into play for him, and he's spoken about that quite a bit. I know last year there was a lot of controversy, and so at the end of his year press conference, he kind of delved into his mindset of, you know, hey, I trust my players. I believe that, you know, if they say we can do it, you know, I know there's a knowing based upon practices that everything can happen. I think in this particular game, what took place was that Buffalo had all the momentum, and they needed to capture back some momentum. They felt like they were about to you know, knock on the door and score. Lamar, the previous play, you know, had a quarterback sneak or draw, if you will, and gets it down to the two. I thought the play was a good setup where they had, you know, a bunch formation to Lamar's right, and for whatever the reason, obviously being fourth down, I think for John Harbaugh, it's like, look, I know momentum is there. We need to capture it. What's our best play? We've seen this play work. Let's do it. But that's just his mindset when he feels that he has a dynamic player in Lamar Jackson. And in Lamar's MVP year, they were going for it on a regular, and they were just getting it time and time again. I think that's in his psyche. Like, look, I got Lamar, you don't. My chances are greater. Let's go ahead and do it. although the last few games, as you mentioned, it hadn't quite worked out that way.
Yeah. Last year, I think he cost them two games, but at least he's consistently wrong on it, but he the last couple of years, but he is consistent. Let me ask you just about the defense. I mean, they've given up double-digit leads twice this season. They should be 4-0. That Miami game was totally ridiculous. They had Buffalo subdued in that game. What is wrong with the defense? And maybe the defense just isn't that good anymore.
Yeah, you know, I don't think this is the typical Baltimore Ravens defense that we've been accustomed to seeing for the last, goodness, since the franchise has begun. Obviously, you had your Hall of Famers and Ed Reed and Ray Lewis, and of course, you had guys like Haloti Ngata, Terrell Suggs, who've all come through and played extremely well. I think they got some players for sure in Marlon Humphreys. Marcus Williams is showing that he's a tremendous safety as far as his range and ability to go sideline to sideline. His knack for getting to the ball and creating turnovers. But, you know, something is missing. And I think that, you know, that sudden, you know, defensive stop, we just haven't seen that. We haven't seen that, you know, put a team away, finish them, and know that, hey, at home, we're fierce. We're a tough place to play. On the road, we, at the same time, we won't flinch either, I think, for whatever the reason. And you can look at it from the D-line standpoint, the lack of a true, consistent pass rush to the linebackers as far as their failure to really, from whether it be open field tackling, whether it just be being in great position to create, you know, their own set of turnovers. It just hasn't been consistent enough. And at the end of the day, you look back and you wind up seeing a Baltimore Ravens team. They give up, you know, large leads back-to-back weeks. And at the same time, this is their fifth straight home loss, which is unheard of in franchise history.
Kadri, Lamar had one of his worst games in a while. Was it, you think, just a bad game that everyone's prone to have every now and then? Or were they doing something, Buffalo, particularly in that second half, to really shut him down?
I think it was just a bad second half more than a bad game. And make no mistake about it, I mean, Buffalo, yes, they have their injuries too, but, you know, when you look at their statistics, I mean, they're a pretty fierce team.
Tops in the league, right.
Correct. So it's not like, you know, there were just a bunch of slouches out there. You know, them dudes was bringing it, and I think, you know, they have a level of pride in their defense, and I think, you know, that first half kind of shocked them in just the way, you know, Lamar and company was running the ball on them. There was some plays that, you know, again, guys were just making plays as far as his receivers and his skilled guys. I think that was one blaring thing I will say in the second half. There were some calls that were kind of questionable by the refs. But then at the same time, he had some guys that really, I thought, could have made some plays for him that didn't, that kind of stunted a lot of their momentum and their drives that they had.
Lamar, just it wasn't that long ago, I guess after week three, you know, people were talking about Lamar for MVP and how well he was playing. And I'm still in play. It's only four games in. Can he do that? I mean, can he win another MVP? Because he looked like he was on his way after the first three games.
Yeah, and again, remember, you know, that second half. So out of all the quarters that he's played, two of them, you know, were not exactly where you would say an MVP guy is at. So the majority of his play is solid. It's strong. It's phenomenal. And I don't see it, you know, two quarters defining or washing away or erasing what his body of work has been so far this year. They got Cincinnati. Cincinnati's going to be coming in. They're an opportunistic defense. He's traditionally had some amazing games against them. I think this will be a good test for him. I think it's tough because, you know, the defense, unfortunately, you know, they give up so many big plays and at the wrong time, obviously, in the second half. This will be a big challenge because last year, Cincinnati took it to Baltimore. This should be a high alert game. It's a division opponent. It's an opponent where both teams, you know, they're playing good, but not necessarily, you know, great as far as the whole landscape of the AFC conference. And so to grab this victory would be huge. And I think for Lamar, it puts him right back into that upper tier MVP conversation. But again, two quarters, I don't think defines what he's done the entire year.
All right. That's Qadri Ismael, Super Bowl champion, co-host of the Purple pre- and post-game show on WJZ-TV in Baltimore.
And I have to still say this. It's unbelievable because I can't believe how many years I've been in the business. But I covered Qadri and his brother Rocket in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, my first job out of college. And do you remember that you guys ran track? I was the track writer, Chris, and I was 22 years old, my first job. And I remember covering those guys. It's unbelievable that 36 years has gone by. Crazy, right, Qadri?
Bruh, it is. It is like yesterday, though. Yesterday.
Yes, no doubt. Proud of you, man. Keep doing your thing.
Appreciate you, fellas, always.
All right, man. Thank you. That's Qadri Ismael, WJZ-TV in Baltimore. More iCouple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it is the iCouple wrapping up a Magic City Monday. And we are live from the TireRack.com studio. San Francisco up 14-6 on the defending Super Bowl champion LA Rams. And they're marching. We'll see if they capitalize on this and score. But Jimmy G's already almost getting close to 200 yards passing, so having a pretty good game.
The Rams, for what they got 6 points.
Yeah, they not the same.
Right? What is going on here? And I know when they play the 49ers, I picked the 49ers in this game because of the history. When they go up there, they just do not play well against the 49ers. And you knew Jimmy G, Chris, was going to bounce back, didn't you? He didn't play well last week. I thought he'd bounce back.
And Rob, that was his first start. Remember, in the preseason or training camp, he didn't get a playbook.
Right.
They had him, like, away from the team throwing the ball to freaking trainers, you know? Like, and I don't know why, Rob, they went that far. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was a little over the top.
Yeah, that's almost that's insulting, I'd say. You know, as long as he's on the team, I get you. Maybe you wanted, you know, Trey to establish himself, but
yeah, it's hard when you got a big guy in the room. You know what I mean? I do understand that, but to have him away where he's not a part of it or doing anything. That doesn't make any sense. I'm with you. That's too much.
All right. Well, the Cowboys, Rob, they're doing work. 3-1, 3-0 with Cooper Rush. They get the Rams on Sunday, and if they win that one, Rob, oh, my. Is people going to be going crazy over the Cowboys and Cooper Rush? But not you, because you ripped them to shreds in Deadspin. Tell us.
I think they're baloney. I don't think they're filet, Chris. I said they're on NFL welfare as far as the schedule. They've had a couple teams. I'm not that high on the Giants either. And I use the Giants in the column as both of those teams I'm just not impressed with yet, mostly because of the schedule. Even Cooper Rush, right? You're ranting and raving about him. He's started 3 games and has 4 touchdowns. Like, he hadn't lighting it up. It's not like.
But he's a back. I mean, don't you? And I hear you because I don't think.
He's not lighting it up.
I'm not ready to say they're a Super Bowl contender. But to win 3 straight games with your backup quarterback, man, he's a backup. He ain't that.
I get that. And I'm not. I'm just saying sometimes it can be deceiving. I remember, you remember when I went off on the Pittsburgh Steelers, when they were 9-0. You remember that?
Right.
Called them the worst 9-0 team in NFL history.
Right.
And they wound up winning 11 in a row before they finally lost, and then they got bulldozed in the playoffs, if you remember.
Right.
I just wasn't impressed by the Steelers that year, despite them winning 11 straight to start the season. Nothing came of it. They got knocked out in the wild card game. They didn't even write in the front. Yeah, I think. They didn't advance.
I think they lost the first round.
Yeah, they lost to Cleveland. You remember Cleveland was without a couple players, without their coach, if you remember. Yeah, it was bad, and they still lost. But they were bad. They were winning, but they weren't playing great teams. So I'm still out on the Cowboys, and I'm going to wait until, let's see, against the Rams.
Now, what does out mean, though? Because you and I, neither one of us thought they were great.
No, we did
pick them to win that division.
Yeah,
so
by default, though. You know what I mean?
But so, now Philly's tough. Do you think they can win the division? Or?
Well, they're only one game behind, so it's not like they're out. And they do have some other easy games. I'm just not buying into the idea, like, they got something going here. Like, I expected them to win some games because of the competition. And because of some of the teams that they have to face, you know? So it's not impossible that they've won some games, but just let's not get crazy.
Yeah, I don't think they're a Super Bowl contender right now, but I'm going to give them some props for what they've done. I mean, when they lost Dak, everybody pretty much thought their season was over. And now they go on and win three straight games with the backup quarterback. They beat the Bengals. Who they haven't looked great, although they're 2-2, but they are the defending AFC champions. And then, like you mentioned, two division rivals, though, the Giants and Washington. Neither's a great team, although the Giants playing well. But they are division rivals, and you know those games are always intense. So, and again, they're playing with their backup quarterback. If they had Dak starting and they were essentially in the same spot, then I think it would be – you know, I hear you. They haven't really beaten great teams. But when you don't have your starting quarterback, you're not supposed to be a great team, no matter who you are. And so I'll give them some credit. And, Rob, that defense is legit. That defense is tough. And I think Trayvon Diggs has improved. With all the interceptions he had last year, now he's playing. I think he's covering better. He's not just getting picks, but he's actually, I think, covering better in coverage. So I'm not going to say they're filet yet, but I do think they deserve some credit for what they've done with a backup quarterback.
Yeah, I'm still out. I hear you. As I said, even in the column, 30. Wins, sports has a short menu, and most of the time wins and losses, right, is all we care about. Right, right. But I don't think that what they've done so far has been that impressive.
Yeah, he's not. He's just not making mistakes, Rush.
Right.
And Dak can do the same thing. He just got
to
get back.
Yeah, if you don't throw any picks in three games, you got a good shot to win. Right. You do.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob signing off. We'll be back with you guys tomorrow. Keep it locked. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, they bring heat. Trust me.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.